Welcome and breathe in air. Abstract Illusions Radio, the show that explores and exposes the many aspects of expression, with your host, Jennifer Hillman. Good evening, everyone. This is Jennifer Hillman, and we're all having really good times here. I don't have a guest tonight, so if you would like to call in at any time, please call in. I am just going to be going over a few things that I've been reading and sensing and growing through myself, and if you're more than welcome to call in and share what you're experiencing. There's been a lot of shifting energy. And with the earthquakes and the strange weather and so many things that have been going on, and a lot of the earth movements are really just kind of releasing and altering. Our energy is shifting, and so is Mother Earth. It's really a wonderful time to build a new foundation so we all have more light coming in. We are going into a new kind of phase of living, being on the fifth or even higher dimension. It all depends on where you are and who you are and where you're heading. One thing that I am for sure very much feeling is a huge shift from January, February, even March even. Even more positive energy. I'm feeling more and more filled with love and light and seeing so many positive manifestations. And a lot of it, at least for me, is just the fact that I'm not letting the earthly situation get me down. I acknowledge it. Yes, it's there. Yes, there is troubles all over the place, and there are terrible and horrible tragedies happening, and the earthquakes are very devastating. But the world is changing physically, spiritually, emotionally, mentally, on many, many levels and many, many ways. Our vibration levels are just getting so cemented into a very much positive way. And there's a lot of people still dealing with the ascension, and we all will be for some time. I mean, we will be going through the processing of being really high and up and everything's doing great. And then another day being like depressed and saying, what the hell? What's going on? But knowing that you can shift your thinking, and with that, the good energy will fill you up. We will be tested to see how firmly we believe and know where we truly believe and know that we want to go. They'll tease you with little things, and if you truly want it, then you go for it. Love is really important right now. Compassion is huge. And I was talking to someone the other day, and he says, but compassion is suffering. You have to suffer to be, you know, truly compassionate. And I don't think you need to be physically suffering to have compassion. You have to understand what that person truly is and be sympathetic, empathetic. Yes, but you do not have to carry or take on somebody else's suffering. So when you see the Chilean earthquake and the Haiti earthquake, and you're seeing all the suffering and all the pain, send them love, send them healing energy. You know, you just need to be very clear that they chose to have that experience. It's not an easy one. I've been in an earthquake. It isn't, you know, terribly fun. It was in 71 in LA. It was a pretty bad one. It was I was 13 miles from the epicenter. I was out of school for 3 weeks, which is kind of cool. But the aftershakes, you know, the afterquakes, and it just kept going and going, and people just got really freaked out. This last Sunday, in the one that happened in Mexico, kind of close to the border of California, it was very scary to the point that a friend of mine was in L.A. when, and I was chatting with her actually on Facebook, and she was, we just had an earthquake, and her nerves were literally raw, because it was almost like a wake-up call of how close California is to having another big quake. And I do see one coming quite soon. The pressure is actually being released a little bit in the southern part of the state, but I do see LA having another major quake, unfortunately. The aftershakes and stuff are moving north. They are moving a little east. But, you know, there are faults opening all over the U.S., even in the east, in the Midwest. There have been slight tremors happening. It's just a release. It's to bring in something new. It's releasing energy that has been stored up. And it's like Mother Earth is just taking a lot of deep breaths in, and she's letting it out. And when she lets it out, it shakes. There's a lot of people who are not really seeing that there is a connection, and there is. The connection is just a simple fact that we are changing, Mother Earth is changing. There's no way you can't say that the fire, ring of fire, it definitely is being activated. It has been. We've been forewarned that it would be for a very long time. It's happening. It's been waking up for some time, and in a major way right now. I do really think there's going to be more volcanic eruptions very soon as well, which will be not too great for the air quality, but it's another release. So I'm just wanting people to be calm about this, be very compassionate, open your hearts even more, because it helps release Mother Earth. When you ground yourself in the new foundation of the new alignment of the fifth or higher dimensions, you're going to have a lot of positive things as well. There is a lot of movement within yourself that I literally, my crown chakra is opening up tremendously as my heart is opening up. I'm becoming more sensitive to the most slight thing. I mean, I live in Arizona, and to be quite honest, I did not feel the quake in LA on Sunday. I did not even realize it. I was actually working and chatting, and my mind was fully focused on what I was doing, so I didn't notice if the windows were shattering a little bit or, you know, anything was really going on. I thought it's very interesting how windy it is. As I was talking to my friend before, she said there was a quake. And when I looked out my window, she said we just had a quake. It was pretty still outside. And that is a sign of a pending earthquake, is having lots of wind and then it being very quiet. Watch for animals. They know when it's coming. She knew that her cats did not react, so I knew it wasn't going to be a very serious one for her. Now, if her cats go hide, I would be looking for somewhere safe. And there's just a lot of little things, like no matter where you are, it's always good to have some kind of kit together with some water, some food, a little cash, just to be prepared for anything. It's always good to have that. And my statement today is not to be in fear. all of this actually is trying to empower each of us to really embrace who we truly are and letting go of anything and everything that isn't working. We're assimilating so much, but it's becoming easier and easier as time goes on to really try to take care of things. Now, I've been reading a lot about symptoms that are going on and the ascension, and one thing that I definitely notice is more achy muscles, and my back is a little sore, and before I was getting headaches, but the headaches are cleared up. I'm getting a little more caught up in my throat now, so I know I'm not saying everything that I need to be saying. And of course I'm mixed of writing and getting out a couple books, so as soon as those books are done, I'm pretty sure my throat will be fine. But some of the other symptoms, if you're having difficulty breathing, there's some people that are saying that's just fairy dust that's arriving. It's magical energy that's coming in. Heart pain, palpitations, chest pains, upper back, is a heart opening. But any of these, check with your professional medical practitioner. You just don't make any kind of assumption that there's nothing. Other symptoms, again, a lump in the throat, pain in the legs, feet pain, that's, you're just really, it's new grounding, and you're picking up the energy of the earth. I literally always have chest pain before there's an earthquake. I just have this little twinge in my heart, and I know something is changing. So for me, it's in the heart that I feel Mother Earth. Other thing is just all over pain, any kind of bladder or kidney pain, muscle aches. It's all the detoxing that we're all doing to align with the new energies. That's eating patterns are changing for a lot of people. A lot of times with the higher vibration, you might be feeling like you're hyperventilating at times. Get plenty of water, exercise, and rest. If your body feels like it just needs to sit down for 10 minutes, do not resist it. Just take a break. Breathe in and relax. And the breathing will also help if you get acute fear or anxiety. And a lot of people are going through just all of a sudden they're freaking out. And it's old issues that are coming up to clear out. We still have we've been around a long time, folks, and to say we're done going through all the processing of fears and anxieties, a lot of them are not even ours. They're the mass consciousness. So just deep breathe and just release it and say, I am fine. I'm fully supported by the universe. Everything is grand. Everything is good. I know we're doing good. As I mentioned before, a lot of people, one day they're really hyped up, getting a lot done. The next day, low energy, lethargic, a little depressed. And other people are just feeling like a little off, like it's just not fitting right, and it's jittery, and it's a little bit of daze, some dizziness even. Very emotional, crying. I'm feeling the spiritual connection so strong that when I'm doing my meditation, when I'm doing my prayer, when I do moments there, I just stop and have gratitude. I'm tending more to get very emotional about it. A deeper expression of gratitude. I am thinking about everything I've been through and all the things that are happening to my friends and my family. And I'm just grateful for so many things that are going on, the good and the bad. And understanding that the U.S. is going through tremendous, tremendous change at the government level, at the society level. We're really, everything is being torn up to be regrouped. And at this time, we really are going to be feeling it for the next few months because we do have Saturn and Pluto in retrograde, and they're squaring each other. Not fun, folks. So it's a time of really being calm and positive the best you can be. Anything that's really not for your highest good is going to be either gently taken away or ripped away, and you're going to say, okay, what was that about? And you might try and hold on to it, saying, wait a minute, I'm not done yet. But if it's gone, it's gone. And as that old adage says, that if you love someone or something and it goes away, let it go. If it comes back, then it truly is supposed to be with you. And if it's not, bless the very fact that it was in your life. So just take a moment each day and take some deep breathing, and some gratitude will help tremendously with everything that's going on. Again, we are experiencing mass movements of energy and repositioning and removing a lot of dark, dense energy that's been holding a lot of us back. And it's being shaken up literally. So anything that's stuck is literally being shaken loose. And so as it's coming off and loose, it can be a little unsteady. There's been a few days that have been really kind of interesting. This month, April, is really, it's an action month. Pretty soon we do have Mercury in retrograde, so it's going to be sit back, regroup. But it's also when you're regrouping, you're actually going forward by regrouping to making sure you got your path, that you're going on the right track. And I was talking with someone, and he said something that was very interesting. He was talking about a friend who was planning to go to Colorado, and she was going to do some kind of healing work there. But when she got there, she felt nothing. It wasn't clicking. Nothing was happening. And she goes, the last time I was in this state, a horrible thing just happened. And he asked the question, well, what were you planning on doing before you went to Colorado when this horrible thing happened? And she goes, I was planning on going to Tahoe. And he goes, well, I think you should go to Tahoe then. And sure enough, she went to Tahoe, and even before she got there, she met a woman who had a guest house whose husband was in the same line of work as this woman was going into and had been doing. And the woman she met was offering her everything to set up shop and get going. That's being in the flow. That's listening to your intuition and knowing you're on the right path. For me, I have been wanting to work in one of the business I have is a support network for creative expression. And I've been really wanting to work on it and get it up and running. And I work on it, and I still work on it. In fact, this show is part of that whole synopsis. And recently I've been given an opportunity to work with somebody else who has generally the same idea I do. This person has put a lot of energy and has made all the connections, and all the pieces are falling into place. So I am being and doing exactly what I was supposed to be doing since 2000. This wonderful opportunity is now opening up for me. So it isn't such a heavy load for me, yet I'm still doing what I love to do. And he is a blessing to me. I look forward to working with him. We get along very well, so it's going to be a good mix. So things are really unfolding. If there's something you're supposed to do, if your path is as mine was, where it got a little pushed off, I appreciate the journey. But I knew in my heart that I'm really supposed to support creative expression. I have a deep passion for the arts and self-expression. So this opportunity is huge. And it's a gift from spirit, really. All the situation, all the things that I needed and wasn't able to do, this man has been able to do in a heartbeat. And it's like, right on, I'm there. Let's rock and roll. Let's get moving. So it's going to be a very exciting time. A lot of things happening in the next couple months. One other thing that I know I'm supposed to be doing, and I am working on it diligently the best I can, is getting my books out. I said in February when Shelley Wu was here that my intention was to publish 3 books. I'm very close to getting at least 2 of them done, and I'm hoping to have them done very quickly. And I will discuss more about them. One is another volume of my poetry. I'm also getting the audio version of my poetry done. And the other one is a work in progress, and I'll just say it's a wonderful adventure for me to be writing this. So it's the energy and the positive energy that I put out. I mean, my intentions now are so simple and basic, whereas I wanted tons of success, and I still want success, don't get me wrong, but I want to be happy. To me, to have joy and happiness after the last couple of years of really going through some pretty dark times in the last probably 5 years, really hard lessons, and to feel the joy in my heart every morning is awesome, and I'm grateful for it. And even if I wake up with a little bit of a funk where it would throw my entire day off, these days it doesn't. I wake up and I check in with myself and, okay, what's this about? Okay, I need to deal with that. And I just go deal with it, get it over with, and move on with my day with a smile on my face. Connection is very important these days. Connection and communication. It's a very interesting time because the Aquarian age is all about Aquarian, that sign, is about respecting the individual within the group and still connecting to the group and for the highest good of all, the mass consciousness. And you really need to understand that you need to empower yourself to your highest degree. And just doing that, you are empowering humanity in a huge way. The integrity to yourself and to others is huge now. If you're feeling a little off, sit down and check in with yourself and see, how are you letting yourself down? What part of you, you know, don't do over-analyzing, but do take a moment or two just to check in and do some deep breathing and connect to your heart and talk to it. Talk to your heart. Talk to your soul. They're available. They're a part of you. Your higher self now is being integrated into you. So you can talk to your higher self a lot easier, and a lot of times, at least mine does, it talks to me. Very clearly, the communication has been tremendously clear lately. The more love I put out there to myself and others, being happy for the success of others, and rejoicing in all the positive things that are going on, the clearer and clearer and the stronger the message are that I'm doing good. I'm on the right track. I am doing my path, which is the power of my words. There is a healing power to them. They're a calming agent. I am blessed with many wonderful friends who really supported me through the good, the bad, and the ugly. And many of the friends will tell you, at times it has been pretty ugly. And they're still talking to me, and I always say thank you for putting up with me. Being a Sag, I tend to at times put the foot in the mouth, and it doesn't always feel good, but I always pull it out, say I'm sorry, and move on. It's just one of those Sag things, being kind of blunt. Again, the phone lines are open. It's 888-815-9756. If you have any comments, any questions, something I read today that is kind of interesting is about this very day. And I got this. It is the Akashic Records, which are being channeled by Jen Aramith, and that's E-R-A-M-I-T-A. Again, she is on spiritlibrary.com. Highly recommend that site. But she says that April 8th is an important day. It is a turning point. To pay attention to anything that comes your way. Know that anything that happens on this day is charged with meaning. And you will not know until it gets there what the meaning is. Things will be occurring on this day, which is today, that if it occurs at any other point, you wouldn't have noticed. But you're noticing today. But because it is occurring on this day, it will catch your attention. It's very important to define yourself in a sense of what your own meaning is. Even if everyone thinks something is wonderful that has happened, if you don't feel that's wonderful, then consider the event to be more meaningful to you. It's a deeper meaning, or vice versa. If everybody says it's a horrible thing and you feel like you're enjoying it, go ahead and define that meaning as if it has for you. There's going to be a deeper level available on this day. It is a turning point. It is a good way of understanding yourself in an entirely new way. You may almost wake up to be a different person. So explore yourself, explore your life with fresh eyes on April 8th. Now, it's very interesting that I read this today, and I'm thinking about some of the things that occurred to me today, and it's very interesting how this opportunity actually came today. And it really let me know that I'm on my path, that I truly know where I'm going and what I'm doing. And it's going to be a fun project. Also, in this month, in Tucson, I will be doing a talk on animal communication. The Tucson Animal Kennels have asked me to speak at their annual their meeting this month on April 20th. So I'm looking forward to talking to that, because animals do have a lot of messages for humanity. I mean, it's interesting when there was a tsunami and on the islands in the Far East, and some of the resort little small islands, the natives actually saw all the animals heading for the hills before any warnings happened. They knew something big was happening, and they followed the animals. They knew the animals knew. pay attention to your animals and what they're doing. Like I said, if they're started hiding or going to somewhere safe, get somewhere safe yourself. It is wise to listen to them. They are very much in tune and in touch with Mother Earth and what's going on, and with all the movement and all the changes and stuff that are going in, you will see. The other thing that, you know, that I've noticed, and one of my dogs has been very strong with me, and that's Stone. And Stone passed actually 3 years ago. But literally, I'm feeling his weight of his head, which was around 25 pounds, on my arm, the way he used to always do that when he was bored or he needed to get my attention. So I know something's up for me when Stone is around. And he has been around for the last several days, very, very strong. And so I know that messages are coming for me very soon. The other thing I'm also noticing is the animals out front are having a lot of fun. And they're defending the little pile of food that they make for themselves, especially chipmunks, against bigger animals like rabbits and quail. I mean, I've never seen chipmunks really be defending. So I know to protect myself and shield myself from outside energies that don't feel good. And there's a lot of people with fluctuating energies. If you're with somebody and you feel totally drained, take a deep breath, say, clear this energy, you know, and if you can, walk away from this person as fast as you can, because they're draining you. And they don't mean to. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. But there is a lot of good things that are coming from it. There is a lot of things possible for each and all of us to happen. So it's fun to find out and understand that there's a lot of myths and a lot of speculation about shifting energies to the point of moving the landmass into a different shape. A lot of people are wondering about, you know, there's always been this idea that California is going to fall into the ocean or something. And again, I was talking with someone and they mentioned that at one time when they were first discovering California and this Southwest, there was literally the Colorado River was like 2 miles wide. And so California seemed like an island. So it's possible that the old waterways are going to be coming back with us. Again, there's a lot of speculation. There's a lot of prophecy. The Mayans had a lot of prophecy of how the earth was going to physically change. Also was that the Mayans did say the Ring of Fire would be opening up, and that definitely is happening. For me, myself, I don't see any major shifts in the land mass per se. I do think the big shift is going to be in consciousness, being more aware of what's going on and defending it, defending Mother Earth. We're getting more green, which is great. We all can do our part to help the air. We're not being stupid, totally. I mean, there's still a lot of things that need adjusted and fixed. The U.S. especially is going to be going through a lot of changes. The government's changing. The banking industry is going to be completely rehauled soon. So there's many people that are saying that astrology-wise, there is a lineup with Saturn and Pluto that's going to be very hard hit for the stock market. And that's supposed to happen sometime in May. So there is, you know, a little bit of a shakeup, probably another black day. It's supposed to be very, very hard hit and really affect the banking industry a lot. The banking industry knows a way to find loopholes in laws and ways to get around the regulations, so they always are going to make a profit. If there's a way to support smaller banks that are not affiliated with some of the bigger ones, we will be better off. So if you can make the shift now, it'll be easier for you later. It's not always easy to do. Right now, you have to pay attention to your path. With all the retrogrades, it's really a good time to step back. Saturn is going back into Virgo, which is always about service. It's always about health. It's always about well-being. Virgos tend to be very perfectionistic. Having a Virgo moon, I can totally relate. I'm very good at organizing other people, not always myself, but I try and do my best. But there is going to be a lot of integration within yourself into how am I serving humanity? Is it for the highest good of all? And if you do any manifestation, strongly urge you say, highest good of all. Because it's so easy for us to get wrapped up right now, since we're thinking about ourselves and what's going on. And it's so easy that I keep hearing people saying, you know, I was really lost last week, and now I am just right on fire and going forward. So appreciate those, the high and low points, and understand that deep breathing, yoga, being outside, go hug a tree if you can. It is very grounding. It's very positive to sit in nature and bless it. I do give the animals out front some fruit, some nuts, and it's an offering in respect. I study to be a shaman. The animals and me, and I are very, I learn a lot from the animals, so I want to show my respect. I make sure they have water out front. Everybody is welcomed in my front yard. So they show me respect as well. They show me messages. They show me the way to go. And they make sure they know when I'm off track too. So it's, you know, the Elvis song All Shook Up is a good song to be listening to. But you need to understand that this is just part of the process. We are going to be having Saturn and Pluto in retrograde for the next several months. Mercury goes into retrograde, I believe, on the 17th or 18th, depending on where you live. And, of course, that's 3 weeks. So not the best time to be signing contracts, not a good time to be doing too much for the next with your communication. And just remember that it is going.
Hi, this is Niles McClower for the new show, Why Life Is, right here on Friday nights at 7 p.m. Pacific Time. Now on BBS Radio, Why Life Is answers a vast number of questions and explores the demystifying of metaphysics and spirituality. just a fraction of what we will cover are such subjects as detailed explanations of the afterlife, what the meaning of life is, and what intelligent life is like in other worlds. This is a show many of you have been waiting for to hear and participate in as well. Why Life Is has been on the air broadcasting for nearly 3 years and is now available on BBS Radio in prime time on Friday nights at 7 p.m.
Hi there, this is Christoph Goes. You'll be listening to new tracks from my new album Turning Inside right here on BBS Radio. Because if it's not mainstream, it's on bbsradio.com.
Hi everybody. Well, I talked about Mercury retrograde. It's already hitting. And I believe we do have a caller on the line. Hello, caller.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi,
is this Susan?
How are you?
Hey, yes. Susan. I'm fine. I'm doing good. Thank you for calling in. What's going on with you?
Well, first of all, I'd like to congratulate you on the connection you made today. That's awesome.
Thank you.
To work on.
Yes.
It took me 10 years. What?
It only took me 10 years.
It pays to be patient.
10 years in the making. Anyway, go on, you were saying.
That's good. I've been trying to follow my guidance. It is coming in a little bit clear, but it's like one day I feel like I'm hot and right on track, and the next day I just feel completely lost. Is that just part of what's going on, or do I need to...
Yeah. That's just part of the process. It's like, today I got a lot of stuff, and I know tomorrow I'll probably feel like doing absolutely nothing. It's
okay.
Like work one day, off one day. And everybody is different in that respect, but I'm really getting that you're okay. Don't question yourself so much, though.
Okay.
Okay.
Like sometimes I get down on myself because I'm not following through, and I don't know if that's just me or...
Okay. In what way don't you feel like you're following through?
Like,
do you really feel... I mean, are you channeling that you're supposed to be doing something and you're not completing the task? Or do you feel like you don't have enough information to follow through?
It's more like I'll get an idea to get me on track or keep me on track, and then I don't do it. It's like I find other things to do instead of that.
And, okay, so what is it that you're supposed to be doing, if you don't mind me asking, that you're avoiding?
I'm supposed to start up my healing work again, and I'm not putting myself out there to presenting myself to people so that, you know, I have clients, basically.
So, basically, you're supposed to be doing networking, and you're not going out.
Right.
Well, there's different forms of networking. I mean, I do a lot of my networking actually online. So,
okay.
You know, it's good that you're going to go out and about, but don't beat yourself up.
Okay.
You know, even if you just go to the store, it could be networking.
Okay.
It just depends. If you go to the grocery store, smile and say hi to someone. How are you doing today?
Just make a connection.
Make a connection, because that's basically what they want. It's for you to just connect with people. Because, Susan, you do your healing work just by your smile. Now, granted, that doesn't pay the bills, but realize you are healing all the time by your presence.
Okay. And if I'm doing good, that will create, you know, positive energy also, right?
Right. Right.
Okay.
For example, I went into a place that I go quite often, and I just had a very confident, easygoing smile on my face. three people noticed and said, what's going on? I need to talk to you. Just by smiling, they wanted to know my secret. So the energy out is the energy you'll get back. So if you just go out and smile, because you have a beautiful smile.
Oh,
I've known, was it 2005 or 2006?
I think it was
2006?
Six.
Six? Susan and I did hypnosis and NLP training together. She was my roommate. She was very, very kind to me and let me share a room with her. And
I felt the same way.
We just had a great time.
Yeah.
We really got to know each other.
Lasting friendship that I value very much.
Oh, and I value you, and it's awesome. And the other person that was part of our group was a guest of mine, Roger Webb, who I'm still very much, in fact, I had a call from him today. So there's definitely, you know, you make these lifetime connections, but I will tell you, you really are on track. Chill out on the beating the crap out of yourself, because that isn't helping you at all.
Okay. Thank you. That helps a lot.
Slap your hand. No. Let me do it for you. No, I'm only kidding. See, you smile, you laugh, you just radiate. You just got such a great energy. So you're supposed to be doing your healing work. Are you focusing on the Reiki, or what part of your healing practice, or is there another wonderful thing that you're doing these days?
I would like to, very intuitive of you, focus on the Reiki first, and then maybe gradually introduce some NLP techniques, like right now, the allergy thing. In fact, that's something you and I worked on. Seems like it would be appropriate. So just start out, you know, gradually, not gradually, but like focus on the Reiki. I really enjoy the Reiki. And then, like I say, maybe add an NLP technique as I go along.
But let people know it is available. Don't limit yourself to just Reiki right now.
Okay.
Okay. Just put it all out there and let people choose what they want.
Okay.
Because as they say, if you don't use it, you will lose it.
Right.
I mean, at least for me, the only technique of NLP that I truly remember and can do really easily is the time life.
Yes, that came. That's good with me.
Hooked onto that, and really at this point, I know there's other ones, and if I looked at my book, I probably could refresh my memory on the other ones. But that one, that's the one that just resonates with me so highly.
It did with me, too. It does with, I mean, I'll kind of do it automatically in my head.
Right. Yeah, in fact, Susan has done many sessions even after that training with me using the timeline technique and got me through some kind of bumps in the road. And I thank you very much for that. So she is a very powerful healer. She's very gentle, a very gentle energy. So very worth seeing. And you are in California. You're in
Mount Shasta.
Mount Shasta area. So if you're in the Mount Shasta area and you want some wonderful work to help ground you and clear things out, help you go through the shakeup a little smoother. Susan is, you know, is very much. Is there a place, a phone number or an email address that can contact you, Susan?
Yes. The phone number is 530-440-2600. And there's an email address, exploreyoursuccess@yahoo.com.
Excellent. Now, is there a website to go with that email?
Not anymore. I had to take it down.
Okay.
It was a really cool website, but it's not there anymore.
It will be back up soon.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, it will. Yes, it will. Well, so, you know, did you feel the earthquake?
No, I think I'm too far north.
Okay. Now, are you prepared for an earthquake? I'm not saying there's going to be one there, but are you semi-prepared for it? I mean, are people around Mount Shasta talking about all the earthquakes and all the shaking and everything like that?
I have not heard anybody actually talk about it, but as far as being prepared, it's kind of a rural community, not tall buildings or anything like that.
Right.
And it's a pretty close-knit community. So I'm sure if anything does happen, there will be a lot of community support to help others.
Another thing that I just got intuitively, is there any Reiki circles in your area?
Not that I know of, but I just happened to see a Reiki magazine at the grocery store, the organic grocery store, and it had that on it, how to form a Reiki circle. Isn't that interesting? I have not.
Perhaps.
Of all the flyers
obviously you're supposed to be starting one.
Okay.
And that will get your name out very easily.
Okay. Of all the people and, you know, have their information out, I have not seen anything on Reiki in this area.
Oh, well, then you got to get people to know that you got it so they can come enjoy it. So you might, instead of like a Reiki circle, do an energy circle so people can learn the different energy work that's around them. And just have kind of almost like a support group for energy workers or something, or an energy exchange group or something.
Okay, that's a great idea.
So, well, it is about time for me to sign off. I thank you very much, Susan, for calling in. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
You're awesome. And you'll be doing well very soon.
Thank you. Thank you for giving me the guidance to kind of, you know, bolster my hope. I appreciate your support.
Just keep the faith in it. It's all unfolding.
Okay. Thank you. And you too.
Thank you.
Thank you for your show. I enjoy it.
I appreciate you listening. So, this is Jennifer Hellman saying, with each breath of air, we hope you gain new insights and inspirations. Until next time, many blessings and good night. Thanks for listening.